to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fox, who carries the World Series when major markets don't make it to the end, because that does tend to really front-load the ratings on a national basis, even for those who have national followings. But people are watching the World Series, and I think the real litmus test was Sunday night, because they went opposite football, which is, of course, a huge ratings grab in most Sunday nights. And this year, baseball won over football on Sunday. It helped that the baseball game was really exciting, whereas the football game that night was a blowout. So that also has something to do with it. I think if there is actual drama among the teams, which of course there is because this has been such a tightly fought contest, that makes for good television. And the ratings have been going up by the night. This isn't setting any records, but it also isn't setting any lowest viewership records. So that's a good thing given this climate of television nowadays. Live TV sports does tend to draw a concentration of viewers that the advertisers really like. So for Fox to have this game go to at least six games, to have the series go to at least six games, is a real bonus for them as well.
That's TV Guide's Matt Rush talking about the ratings for this year's World Series, which has been better than anybody expected. World Series is number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our countdown show for the week ending Friday, the 28th of October. We'll be reviewing the top 10 hits, the stories, the topics here in Talk Radio determined by the staff of Talkers Magazine. We'll find out what has gone from number 10 to number 1, and this week the World Series is number 10. At number 9, the President's Jobs Bill. Here's talk host Matt Murphy with Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama. The two of them talk about the plea that Congressman Brooks made to his fellow Republicans to kill the President's Jobs Bill.
Congressman, I saw your YouTube video, and as is often the case, these things tend to go viral sometimes, and your impassioned plea for your fellow congressman to kill the Obama job-killing bill, as you refer to it, is one of those videos that a lot of us in our talk radio capacities have been watching. A lot of citizens of your district and across the state have been watching, and I can hear the passion in your voice, your desire to help folks realize, should this bill get through Congress, and hopefully it will not, and we don't think it will, what it would do to our economy.
Well, it's a political document designed to appeal to people's emotions and greed and envy. Class warfare. It is not an economic document that will create the kind of long-term jobs that America needs. It does not address the underlying structural problems with the American economy, that the things that have driven our unemployment rate up to over 9%.
Congressman, what do you think about the President of the United States attempting to piecemeal his efforts with his, I call it son of stimulus. It's 400 and some odd billion dollars of fluff, you know, and as you say, it's a political issue rather than an economic issue. Now he attempts to piecemeal this thing through the congressional process, or at least he claims on the political stump that that's what he's going to do. Where are we?
Well, the president has no choice. When the Democrats in the Senate and in the House start voting against the president's jobs bill, that ought to signal to the general public that it's got some major issues, that it's not just what it appears to be, that there's something else more to it. Otherwise, why would his Democrat allies, if they're pledged to vote against it in the House or in the Senate, in fact vote against it? And so he's got to shift gears, and he's piecemealing it, and that's okay, because there are some parts that are worthy of consideration. Just as overall it should be killed, there are some parts that we probably ought to push through and vote for. I'll give you an example. One part that the Republicans have been pushing for a good period of time is this 3% withholding for any contract involving a contractor, okay? The government wants this 3% of the contract amount due the contractor withheld for payment of taxes. Well, when you're a contractor doing construction work, quite often that's your margin of profit, and you need that in order to be able to pay your employees in a timely fashion, to have cash flow, to pay your bills. And so the Republicans have pushed that through the House this week, and that's one of the parts that we agree with, and I think the president's going to go along with it, albeit somewhat hesitantly, because the more we pick apart the things that we like and pass them, then the less incentive there is for us to accept the things that are bad.
Coming up, the defense takes the center stage position in the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor. Plus, we are going to talk about what's going on in Iraq and Libya next on the Countdown.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem.
Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, number 8 on the countdown, the trial of Michael Jackson's Dr. Conrad Murray. Here, host John and Ken talk to entertainment reporter Eric Leonard about the problems the defense seems to be having with their last couple of witnesses.
So tell us about the brief, Conrad Murray.
Well, yeah, it was about 90 minutes of testimony. And the reason, by the way, that it was so short, it has to do with the defense team and its apparent difficulty in preparing its final couple of witnesses for testimony. Among those final witnesses, Dr. Paul White, the defense medical expert who's expected to provide some sort of alternate theory about how the propofol evidence in this case doesn't really convict Conrad Murray of gross negligence and recklessness.
Is it true he's called the grandfather of propofol?
Well, it depends on who you ask. He was involved in research with propofol, as was the prosecution's expert. It just sort of depends on, I think, how you spin
the title.
Well,
I thought the prosecution expert was a student of his, and that's why he kind of mocked him.
Well, no, he wasn't a student. He was. They went to great length to make this point clear. The doctor that testified for the prosecution, Stephen Schaefer, was a student at the time that the defense expert was teaching as an assistant professor at the same school.
Okay.
But they were never together. He was never a student of the other guy.
All right, so tell us about Conrad Murray crying today.
So the waterworks turned on while some of Murray's former patients, five of them in all, got on the witness stand to testify as character witnesses, to tell jurors, forget all that you've heard, Conrad Murray is a really super guy.
That man sitting there is the best doctor I've ever seen.
I have never had a doctor that was more caring.
See? Hey, everybody's got it all wrong.
They're not dead.
No.
That man sitting there is the best doctor I've ever seen.
By the way, the reason these patients took the witness stand is because the prosecution presented all this evidence through these expert witnesses about just how bad Conrad Murray's performance as a doctor was. And so that means the defense gets to put people on who says, no, he's not bad.
Yes,
he's
to restore his reputation.
Bad doctors don't kill all their patients.
Up to number 7 on the countdown, the Iraqi troop exit. Here's talk host Chris DeGaulle with CBS military analyst Mike Lyons about the way Secretary of State Clinton talked about our exit from Iraq versus the way the president explained it.
Obama speaking about our withdrawal from Iraq, I wanted to just get your analysis of this particular statement. I thought it was
great. As a candidate for president, I pledge to bring the war in Iraq to a responsible end for the sake of our national security and to strengthen American leadership around the world. After taking office, I announced a new strategy that would end our combat mission in Iraq and remove all of our troops by the end of 2011. As Commander-in-Chief, ensuring the success of this strategy has been one of my highest national security priorities. Last year, I announced the end to our combat mission in Iraq. To date, we've removed more than 100,000 troops. Iraqis have taken full responsibility for their country's security.
Now, putting that up again, we just played a quick clip of Hillary again, because, and I don't mean in the whole thing, specifically what she said yesterday about Bush here. Listen.
Remember that it was President Bush who set the timetable in motion by agreeing with the Iraqis that all troops would be out by the end of this year.
Okay, that's enough. Now, those are two diametrically different statements, I believe, what Obama said and what she said yesterday.
Yeah, I think so. I think one is based on, or hers is based on, true foreign policy and what we would like to think would be the opinion of the United States. Another one, unfortunately, is based on a candidate who's running or checking a block saying he accomplished something that he said he was going to do. It was, one was internally focused, one was externally focused. I think that in this particular situation, given all that's been expended in Iraq, Senator Clinton, Secretary Clinton, is much more appropriate. The president, basically saying this is just going to clean this up. It's just really not what it's all about. And Secretary Clinton was right. I mean, this whole incident started from that press conference where that shoe was thrown at President Bush, with the hope that in the 3 years that ensued after that, or the 4 years that ensued after that, that we would have negotiated something that maybe gave us more than what we're left with right now.
Number 6 on the countdown, the Libya aftermath, after, that is, Gaddafi's death. Host Tom Rotan talking to Congressman Jeff Davis of Kentucky, who's concerned about what's going to happen to Libya now that Gaddafi is dead.
What are your thoughts about what happened, how it happened, and who gets the credit for Gaddafi no longer being in power?
Well, I think you've come up to, how do I say this? I'm not sad to see him gone. He was a threat. When I was on active duty in the military, was responsible for the deaths of Americans. However, I go back to the point I made before on the show. Our entry into first of all, we don't know what we've stirred up with these joint operations with NATO. The call for by Islamists who are gaining the majority of power in the country, in all likelihood, they are going to gain complete control of that. Announced that they want a Sharia law-based system, which raises immediate questions in terms of what that's going to be. If it's going to be a benign, conservative Muslim government based on Sharia, that's not a problem. But if it radicalizes, and there are members who are active in Al-Qaeda who are in this rising government, then we've got a bigger problem that we exchanged one relatively less dangerous person now in his old age for potentially activist government that has access to oil resources and hence money. This operation was never approved by the Congress, and we've overturned a government. There's a tremendous amount of destabilization in that part of the world right now without any congressional approval. That concerns me. I'm still concerned about that and the bigger constitutional implications. So that's where it rests, and frankly, it's going to take years to see what the outcome of these operations are, whether it was with good intentions or not.
The President's Student Loan Program and the Super Committee are next in focus on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number five on the countdown, the student loan program. Talk host Barry Armstrong with CNBC's Rick Santelli about the problem that Armstrong has with this new plan.
I'm reading the president's plan on this whole student loan deal. What's your take on this?
Now, remember, Barry, I'm not running for politics, and being politically correct is never the top thing on any list in my house, okay? So here's the way I look at it, and I don't mean to be a mean-spirited person. I think that we are now down so far the rabbit hole of bailouts and unintended consequences, government micromanagement, that, you know, yesterday or the day before when they released the details on the HARP, I don't really have a problem with people being current, doing all the right things, still have jobs, verified income, getting to participate in lower rates. I know there's one dark side. Some investors will lose that paper, but I don't think that's a bad call because as a taxpayer on the hook, Barry, people aren't going to lose their houses any faster or in any greater numbers if I save them a couple of $100 a month.
Right.
But the difference is, when you still go to the student loan side, there's going to be some forgiveness there, and I have an issue with forgiveness, okay? So call me a tough guy. I had student loans, and I think that the president moving the date from 2014 to 2012 to consolidate if you have private and government-type outstanding loans, I have no issue with that. I don't even really have a huge issue with lowering the rates, even though, once again, there are going to be banks or people holding the paper that are going to lose income. It's not my first choice, but we've already moved down the tunnel into areas that we shouldn't be. But I do have a problem that whether it's 2025 or 2020, that whatever is left, if you're below a certain income, they cap your payments, then they will forgive your principal. And forgiving principal, to me, listen, I was a student. I understand how tough it is, okay? And life is tough. But in the end, are we going to just teach another generation, another part of the country, that you can have outstanding obligations that you entered into in good faith, you know, your word and your signature, your bond, and at some point just walk away from it, and that's okay. I think these are bad messages.
Number four on the countdown, the Super Committee is having its meetings. Talk host Ray Dunaway with financial expert Bill Allison. They talk about new lobbying efforts being made to try and influence the cuts that the Super Committee is suggesting.
It's odd. No matter how hard we try to get money out of politics, it seems like politics is money in politics is bigger and better than ever. And you guys have been kind of watching lobbying efforts made against or made towards and in regards to the Super Committee, correct?
Yes, we have. We've been following it very closely. You know, one of the problems is that the disclosures aren't good enough for us to be completely thorough in how many groups are lobbying the Super Committee, but there's at least 200 organizations that have disclosed trying to influence the Super Committee just in the third quarter of 2011. This is, you know, the Super Committee was in business for all of a month during that period.
Right. Bill, is it necessarily a bad thing that they are being lobbied? I know the impression was this is going to be kind of like going off to a monastery and, you know, coming up with the answers, you know, writing these illuminated scripts that were going to, you know, be the new law or the new rules of the game, so to speak. Is that surprising that there is that lobbying going on?
I don't think it's surprising at all. And, you know, lobbying, of course, is a First Amendment protected activity. I think, though, you know, one of the things that I think is disturbing for us is that, you know, the superintendent made some noise about being transparent. They're not disclosing who they're meeting with. Obviously, these interests that are lobbying have, you know, some of them have tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in federal contracts. Others get a lot of money from Medicare and Medicaid programs and federal health care programs. They obviously have a lot of stake in this. I think the problem, though, is that the public really doesn't know who's got a seat at the table and who's being able to influence the super committee, who's the super committee meeting with, who are they hearing from, and who's really shaping their views. And I think that, you know, if you're going to have a process like this, which is going to affect, you know, the entire country, the budget for years to come, the super committee should be transparent about who they're meeting with. They should have, instead of having these lobbyists meeting with them behind closed doors, let them talk in a hearing. Let them put forward their views and opinions in a place where the public can hear them.
The lobbyists are having a field day, and that's the story, the fourth most talked about topic of the week in the countdown. So let's recap. The World Series number 10, President's Jobs Bill number 9, trial of Michael Jackson's doctor is 8, number 7, Iraqi troop exit plans, number 6, the fate of Libya after Mr. Gaddafi, number 5, the student loan program, the super committee is number 4, so that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and and one, and we'll review them on the Talk Radio Countdown in a moment.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Cohen, 2nd Infantry Division.
Well, the first time I saw somebody killed, it was a hell of a shock. But, you know, I've never seen anything like this before. In the movies, you know, you eat your candy bar and popcorn and you go home, you know. But that is, you know, there was no John Wayne. There's no band or music playing. That's all you hear is explosions and bullets flying over your head and grenades going off. So you're confused. But somewhere down the line, it's a training that takes in self-preservation. You know, you're not going to run back. There's no way, because they'll shoot you in the back. So there's only one way to go forward. Do your best.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour of the countdown, welcome back in. We're covering the items that are in the top 10 for the week ending Friday, the 28th of October. Up to number 3 on the countdown, the stability of the euro. CNN International's Fiona Sweeney explaining how the financial crisis in Europe got to the point where it is.
Who's in crisis? Well, everyone's in crisis because it's not just the Eurozone countries, it's the European Union. And as the European economy goes south and the rest of the world economy goes south, and it's already in trouble. It began with really the increase of level of debt of countries, of individuals in countries, of borrowers from banks. And in Greece's case and other countries in the European Union and the Eurozone, the debt became too high to sustain. Essentially, it's all about Greece at the moment and its flailing debt. There are other countries that are in trouble too, but really the main architects of the euro and the euro's recovery are France and Germany. And of course, the real difficulty here is that they have been deemed to be seen as being slow in trying to get a rescue package for the future for the European Union and the eurozone specifically. And the markets haven't been liking what they've seen so far. They say they want an agreement. They say they're working on it, particularly when it comes to shoring up the capitalization fund for the banks, but the markets have yet to be convinced. The difficulty for the eurozone countries is that in order to continue to rail against debt and bail their countries out and have a successful currency, it looks as though there might have to be greater tax and fiscal monetary policy agreement, and that is something that might not go down with member states who already believe they're suffering. And of course, the other issue is many taxpayers in Germany, for example, are extremely skeptical about putting their hands in their wallets again to bail out any other countries. The buzzword here is globalization. All our economies are tied, and you know, the subprime mortgage crisis obviously was something that was an international issue, and essentially through globalization we're all tied and connected together, and we're connected together in the common issue of debt. It's essentially all about strengthening the banks and strengthening the European stability funds in order to avert potential future crises like the ones we've seen. And that really is where a lot of the discussion and the debate domestically within individual countries is centered on right now. For example, Germany. And really it is a question of political will versus the reaction of the markets and whether the markets agree with what the governments finally decide to come up with.
Host Gene Muller here with financial consultant Chris Smith about the deal reached this week that may take care of Greece's debt.
The Eurozone leaders struck a last-minute deal to get Greek debt out of the way finally. Chris, is this the silver bullet? Will this end all this talk about the dire European financial financial straits that we've been hearing about these last 6-8 months?
You know, we're all hoping that it can take some of the volatility away. We've had so many head fakes coming out of there that there's, you know, I think yesterday's report, I said there's 4 straight days of triple-digit moves on the Dow. Looks like we're going to make that 5 here today, but it's the head fakes, the pump fakes with the ball that has got markets riled every single day, whether it's rumored good news or, you know, one country holding out. But, you know, if there's a version of that old product, the Grecian formula, this seems to be it here today.
Yeah. And that's a good point, too, Chris. With all the volatility that's been going on, overall, I guess, the markets have been holding relatively steady. I mean, you'll hear about a day of, you know, these big, huge losses, and then there'll be another day where there are big gains to negate those losses. So overall, aren't we pretty much where we were when we started out when all this began?
You know what? We are. The Dow was up by 2.5% at yesterday's close year to date. Now, we're just a hair away on the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. If things hold through here today, we're going to be back above, we're going to have our heads above sea level here for the year to date numbers, which, you know, looked impossible anywhere from a month to 2 to 3 months ago.
But that's the lesson, I guess, the takeaway for all of us that have any money in the markets is that a lot of this is driven by fear or anticipation in some cases, anticipating good news. Does good things, fear does bad things to the markets. Why did this Greek debt create such angst and anxiety?
Well, you know, the thing that we've talked about in the past is that Greece is less than 0.5% of global GDP. It's not that Greece, if they go into arrears on all of their debt, that alone is the problem. And yesterday we had the headlines about Italy now having problems, and their debt load is 7 to 8 times what Greece's is, and it's the domino effect that the impact that it's going to have on all of those foreign banks and obviously the global markets, because, you know, despite what we think here, there's a whole lot of stuff and a whole lot of business going on worldwide that isn't generated here in the U.S.
So now is Italy going to be the next focus for everybody?
The focus will shift to that, so we should enjoy, you know, the positivity that we're feeling here this morning. But, the Stability Fund, what this really does is it shores up about $1.4 trillion overseas to recapitalize the banks and be ready for the next anticipated shoot a fall. But the numbers overseas, Japan's Nikkei was up 2% overnight, China 3.25%. The Eurozone as a whole is up about 5%. Greece alone is up 7% on the news. Our futures here, Dow's looking like it should open higher by 235. That gets us back above the 12,000 level for the first time since, I believe, May. So right now, you know, the birds are chirping again.
Yeah, that's a nice afterglow. Let's see how long it can last.
That leads us to number two this week, the Republican presidential contenders. In the focus, next on the Countdown.
O'Reilly. 1 in 5 collisions is caused by drivers who simply can't see out their windshield because of badly worn or cracked wiper blades. If your wiper blades are streaking, skipping, or smearing, it's time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let our team of professionals help you select the replacement wiper blade that's right for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a 2-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new balls!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
Talk Radio in Review, up to number two, the presidential race, the Republicans. Here's host John Gambling with Steve Forbes about his decision to endorse Rick Perry.
I know you've endorsed Rick Perry. Did he confide in you that this is what he wanted to do and get some advice before the announcement?
Yes, several weeks ago when he was considering running, and he reached out and said he wanted to do something bold on the tax code, and of course it didn't take much persuading for me to start supplying information.
All right, his tax code, we've talked about it here and over the last couple of days. One of the things that is so different from where you were is that his idea is to give a taxpayer the option of the 20% or what exists or what they're paying under today. Good idea?
It is a good idea, and I modified mine a few years ago to do that, precisely so that people don't get hung up on what they might lose in terms of this thing in the tax code or that deduction in the tax code. It lowers the room temperature. It affects says if you're a masochist, you want to stay with the old, go ahead. Most people, 99%, when I think they see the new, you can do it in 5 minutes on a sheet of paper, all the hours and angst. But the old one, people are going to say, the heck with it, go with the new.
And is it that simple that you would just take, there would be no deductions, or there would be a few, as I read in
there'd be a handful, and that's it. It's very simple to do, and that's what I think people are going to find so attractive. My goodness, life is good living again.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem to be terribly complicated to come up with this. However, for whatever reasons, there are countless people in Washington that don't want to do this. And I guess it's because of the lobbying from CPAs and other places that have special interests.
Well, that's why the tax code has become the monster that it is. It's been amended the last year 500 times, 14,000 times they've changed it since the mid-1980s. And it's about the source of income for about half the lobbying in Washington. Politicians love it because it's a huge source of power and contributions. You go on the tax writing committee in the House of Representatives, what they call the Ways and Means Committee, and you're set for life. You're going to get all the contributions you need for re-election because of all the lobbying. So Washington's quite comfortable with it as it is, and that's why it's going to take public opinion to bring about the change. Washington would never, ever do it on its own.
Talk host Bob Connors here with USA Today's Chuck Rosch about the column that he wrote referring to Mitt Romney as a backup plan candidate.
Your opening line in the piece you had, Mitt Romney is the equivalent of the Republicans' backup prom date, the standby if no better offer comes along. So you plug in the word electability. Does he or does he not have it?
Well, I mean, the Republicans, a plurality of the Republicans seem to think he has it now more than anybody else in the field. It's a question, I think, that's driven by this belief among Republicans that the president is vulnerable and that a lot of them believe for the sake of the economy that the president needs to be defeated. That's from what I've been talking to people that have been involved in the primaries.
Sure. Well, Ohio Republican officials say the presidential contender, Mitt Romney, visiting volunteers at a phone center, and the critics of Romney say his opposition to Obama's plan conflicts with enactment of a Massachusetts health plan when he was governor. But that's old news.
Yeah, well, but I mean, I think it's old news to people like you and me who maybe have paid attention to it every day. But as people start reassessing, their possibilities as far as 2012 are concerned, all of this stuff is going to get out and get rehashed.
Well, then, Chuck, if not Romney, who?
Well, I mean, I think that's the big question. We've had a series of contenders rise and at least in the polls fall. I believe the consensus would be among those who cover this and write about this day to day that probably Herman Cain is a very big surprise right now. There's a question about whether or not he's going to have the ground organization in a lot of these early states that, you know, will get people out on a cold Iowa night or a cold New Hampshire day. But he certainly has been the surprise of the field lately. But on the other hand, then you've got Governor Rick Perry, who's got the ability to have the money, and he's been through elections before to have this sort of sustainability that would take him deep into the primaries. But I think that's one of the Republicans' biggest problems now, is they are in a sort of what if. What could we have had if some of these other governors that have decided not to run had been in this race right now? And I think that's been reflected a little bit on this this whole Romney situation.
The Pew Research Center says Republican primary voters are in a rebellious mood, and Mitt Romney is not a rebellious candidate.
Right.
Are we waiting? Are we expecting somebody to jump in late? Somebody?
No, I just don't see that happening. I mean, we're running up against deadlines now on filing. I believe we're almost up there right now in New Hampshire, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is the feel that you're going to have for the Republicans.
Talk host Dave Bowes here talking about Herman Cain's very odd commercial that was released this week.
What happens at the end there after Mr. Block is talking into the camera, and he's an unassuming looking fella, probably in his 60s, I guess. He's got kind of a small mustache. He's wearing some glasses, not from Central Casting at all. And he's just there. Yeah, we've got this stuff going on. Never seen a candidate like this before. Kind of general platitude stuff. He doesn't actually say anything specific other than, you know, I really believe in Herman Cain. It's really unusual to have, you know, just Joe Schmo, campaign guy, doing these things for you, because one of the reasons why you hire people to do commercials for you is because some people are more compelling than others. And so here's this guy just basically saying, hey, I work for this guy. Please, you've got to join us. We're one day closer. And then as soon as you hear that techno music come back, I Am America, I haven't seen this in any modern campaign. In the old days, they'd had commercials that would feature this kind of thing, but lately it's been taboo. And it looks like this advertisement is a specific attempt at gaining the smoker's vote. Now, smoking in public now is a no-no across the country. People do it less and less. Because at the end of this thing, this Block he's looking into the camera, and he takes a big drag on his cigarette. And he's holding in the smoke there, and then he's just kind of letting it out. And then the camera fades, and it cuts to Herman Cain, who's got a stern look on his face there, and it's got the Herman Cain logo. And then he broadens with a big smile. The Cain portion works fine, but it's just so odd to see the guy taking the big drag on the cigarette, and it looks so bad. And then the irony is right after you see this guy take the big drag on the cigarette, and he's got the smoke kind of drifting through the nicotine-stained mustache, he's got the song lyrics are saying, you know, I am America, we've got one voice, chance to heal our land. And I'm thinking, you just took a big drag on a cigarette. I'm not exactly sure if that's going to help the healing process here.
So that leaves us with number one, the Occupy Wall Street protestors, and they're next on the Talk Radio Review.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, number one in the countdown, the Occupy Wall Street protesters. Here's host Carl Wolfson talking to independent journalist Arun Gupta, creator of the Occupied Wall Street Journal, who's been traveling around the country covering these events. Tell us first what's happening on the ground in Chicago, where you are.
Well, there's a really good movement here, but they're having difficulty finding a place they can occupy. They have some small spots near the Chicago Board of Trade, which is a very active trading floor in the commodities market, and folks who follow this sort of stuff may know that there's been a lot of speculation in commodities in the last few years, which has led to huge rises in food prices across the world. So it's for the protesters, it's a very good target, but there's just not really enough space there. So the last 2 weeks, they've tried to do what they call Take Back the Horse, which is a metal statue of a horse in Grant Park, mm-hmm. one of the parks in Chicago, sure. on Lake Michigan. And each of the last 2 weekends, the police have arrested, the first weekend, 175 people, and then this last Saturday, about 130 people who were doing passive resistance, nonviolent civil disobedience. And the past weekend, one, people were kept in jail more than 24 hours. So it's kind of wearing down people a little bit. So they're trying to decide what they do next, and they're talking about going to another plaza that is apparently controlled by the state. So they're hoping that the state won't intervene. It's mm-hmm. the city that's intervening. Mm-hmm.
Better luck with Pat Quinn than Rahm Emanuel, they hope.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, part of the reason is next May, Chicago is hosting the meeting of the G8 and NATO both. And between those two institutions, you know, one that kind of sets international policy for economics, the other setting it for war, you can see a huge outpouring of protests.
Sure. Yeah. Hey,
and Rob,
go ahead, Rob.
if he allows an encampment, this is what everyone's speculating. I think it's accurate. If he allows an encampment now, it's going to be there in the spring, which means it becomes a focal point for thousands of people to come to Chicago to protest, and then they may be with a situation on their hand, like Seattle in 1999, where you have tens of thousands of peaceful protesters literally shutting down the meeting.
Talk host Bob Clark here with Les Field, professor of peace studies at the University of New Mexico, about forums being held on the campus there to teach students and profs about what's going on with the Occupy movements.
How did the idea of these forums or teachings come about?
Well, actually, it was something that we thought of in peace studies, but also the administration of the university encouraged us to do that. They thought of this as a quote-unquote teachable moment, an important part of the university community, and an opportunity for students and staff and faculty to learn about what's going on in the whole country and at the university. So they definitely facilitated our ability to hold these forums and to hold them at the atrium in the sub.
Now, are some of the local organizers of the Occupy movement, are they involved in these forums as well? Were they taking questions from the crowd, or were they doing
Absolutely. They're coming in there, speaking at length about what their ideas are, and they're taking questions.
What are some of the ideas? I mean, based on everything you've heard up to this point, what do you think is at the core of the Occupy movement and the message that they're trying to get out?
Well, you know, I'm not going to speak as a representative of the movement.
Sure, no, understood.
But I feel like the centerpiece of what's going on is a sense of great unfairness and inequality in our society that's getting worse. And that the financial crisis that hit in 2008 exacerbated that tremendously, and has made things in our society, jobs, opportunities, education, healthcare, everything more and more unfair, more and more unequal. And that seems to me to be at the very heart of what the people in the movement are perceiving.
Who's the target, I guess, of their message?
Well, I think that, you know, the idea that normal people have their savings wiped out, have their retirements wiped out, that students who graduate from college don't get to get jobs, that they are facing unemployment. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, they see this kind of massive bailout of the banking industry and increasing salaries for CEOs, people at the very top of society, the so-called 1%, who are doing better than ever. And that's coming from, you know, sources like the Wall Street Journal, you know, hardly a liberal media source.
Occupy Wall Street protests, number one this week in the Talk Radio Countdown. Let's recap. Number 10, what's going on in baseball in the World Series. President's jobs bill is number 9. Trial of Conrad Murray, number 8. Number 7, the Iraqi troop exit plan. Number 6 is Libya. Number 5, the student loan program. Number 4, the Obama economic policy. Eurozone stability is number 3. The presidential race, number 2. And the Occupy Wall Street protests are number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show section for lots of information on the hot hits in talk radio at DougStephan.com.
If the government